present Phil Marlowe.
In no way based on the character created by Raymond Chandler.
Supermarket cleansing operative.
I was sat in my office, minding my own business. I had a cup of my trusty Java and a ham salad baguette to keep me going. I knew today was going to be a long day. There'd been a number of different cases for me to handle. But the one that I got that morning was the one that took the biscuit.
Village in aisle 6.
Aisle 6?
Housekeeping, please.
From experience, I knew aisle 6 was pickles and preserves. There had to be something probably messy waiting for me down there. I put on my overall, picked up my mop. When I reached the scene, my boss, Mr. Orange, was already there.
Mr. Orange?
Where the hell have you been, Marlowe?
I've been on break, sir.
You've broken glass and pickles all over the floor?
I've been flat out for 15 minutes.
Yes, I was here about this a little bit later. I'll have a word with HR.
This mysterious creature known as HR had come up before. What did HR stand for? I had no idea. It was something that was on my list of things to investigate. But right now, these pickles... Well, numero uno.
Kind of a mess on the floor, hey, Mr. Orange?
Yes, that's why I've called you. We'll clear this mess up, you little oik.
He seemed agitated about something.
Well, come on, get on with it.
As I started mopping the floor, I deduced that the pickles had come from a shelf. I knew which shelf as well. There was a space where the jar should be.
Mop, damn you!
Mr. Orange was becoming irritated. Was he hiding something? Was he in with the Mr. Big who was the pickle destroyer?
Pull that rubbish in the bin, damn you!
Yes, indeed. This was a man who was angry about something. But I couldn't work out exactly why. I knew I was getting too close.
Looks bloody awful. Here, have a written warning. Anyone mess around the place, I'm going to blame you, whether you're on shift or off shift, and you're out of here. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, I got the message plain and clear. So the pickles, the disgruntled employee, and the mysterious woman from HR. It was all starting to make sense.
Tune in next week when our hero has to deal with the unfortunate consequences of a vegetarian diet in the gents.